a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 to 13. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, and they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with unclean hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and the Jews in general follow the tradition of the elders and never eat without washing their arms as far as the elbow, and on returning from the marketplace, they never eat without first sprinkling themselves. There are also many other observances which have been handed down to them concerning the washing of cups and pots and bronze dishes. So these Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not respect the tradition of the elders, but eat their food with unclean hands?" Jesus answered, "It was of you hypocrites that Isaiah so rightly prophesied in this passage of Scripture: 'This people honors me only with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer me is worthless. The doctrines they teach are only human regulations. You put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions.' And he said to them, 'How ingeniously you get around the commandment of God in order to preserve your own tradition. For Moses said, "Do your duty to your father and mother." And anyone who curses father or mother must be put to death. But you say, if a person says to their father or mother, 'Anything I have that I might have used to help you is korban, that is, dedicated to God,' then they are forbidden from that moment to do anything for their father or mother. In this way, you make God's word null and void for the sake of your tradition, which you have handed down. And you do many other things like this." The Gospel of the Lord. I used to think that washing your hands before meals was a very good thing to do. But this was not what the Pharisees taught, or not why they taught to wash your hands. They were afraid that while you were in the marketplace, you might have come into contact with someone who was unclean, and that was what you had to wash away. Anyone involved in writing laws knows you have to cover loopholes. There will always be someone who can sidestep a law. In the time of Jesus, people could do a terrible thing. Someone with elderly parents, depending on their financial assistance, could promise a gift to the church, to God, when they died, and then they could avoid helping their parents because they legally didn't own that money anymore. We say there are laws that stink, and this was one. And yet these same people were complaining to Jesus about his friends breaking dietary laws. It happens in every religion, in every society, especially nowadays when we avoid any responsibility to the homeless, the children, the poor and the sick, our neighbours, and yet live very comfortable lives ourselves. I have just been visiting a parish, collecting clothes for the poor, with a huge poster. I was naked, and you clothed me. The staff cannot believe the donations that are pouring in. These are the people who really practice their faith. We are about to enter the time of Lent. What will you give up for Lent? People get asked. This is not a bad thing to do. We all need some penance. But surely, in the spirit of Jesus and his teaching, we ought to say, what will you do? Who will you help this Lent? Generosity covers a multitude of sins. Jesus said of the sinful woman, her many sins have been forgiven her because she loved greatly. That is the positive teaching of Jesus for Lent.